lot of focus on the middle linebacker. You're kind of flying under the radar. Is you good with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. You know, I'm just focused on getting better every day and how I can contribute and help the team once the season starts.
About what more do you want to see out of the fourth preseason game? You don't even know how many snaps you're going to play, but let's assume the starters do play early in the game. Mm-hmm. What more do you guys want to polish up?
We just want to continue to build on what we've been doing and getting better. You know, it's still just preseason. It's early in the process of things, and we want to get better every week.
We talk a lot about how there are vanilla game plans in the preseason. Obviously, you guys got a bunch of tricks in your pocket. You're not gonna put out. But what has worked to this point that you have been able to show that you're very happy with?
Just, you know, our cornerstone defense is that, you know, we're going to run to some extent every week. And I think those are some of the things that we've done and we've done well. And if you don't have that, you don't have anything. So the fact that we've been able to have some success doing what, you know, we got to make sure we do week in and week out, I think that's a good thing.
What do you think of the performance so far of the young guys you have at safety and corner also?
Man, I think guys are playing at a high level, and I'm excited for, you know, their development and continuing on. I think they're going to be huge contributions for us.
You get kind of a unique look at this team's offense because you go against them in practice every day. You know, what do you think opposing defenses are going to see when they, you know, when they have to face these guys?
Our offense?
Yeah.
I mean, you got a lot of explosive players. You know, you got talent all over the field, so I think it's going to be a problem as they continue to gel and figure things out.
Are you seeing a big difference from what they're doing in practice to what's happening in the preseason games? Are you seeing much better performances here that just isn't translating yet?
I'm not sure. You know, if you want to ask about the offense, you got to talk to the offensive guys.
With a guy like Darren, how much is it going to hurt him being, you know, missing a couple of weeks with the shoulder?
He's a smart guy, so he's been out there taking mental notes. I can see him. So, you know, I don't think it's going to affect him a whole lot. But obviously you'd rather be out there being able to take those physical reps. But as long as he's getting the mental aspect down, staying in shape, I think it'll be a smooth transition whenever he can get back.
You don't have to name names, but obviously in the next couple of days, there are going to be some of your teammates that aren't here anymore. You talk to some of those guys, or have they talked to you, you know, about being there in a situation where they're probably going to get their playbooks and have to meet the coach? Do you talk to them, and what are their thoughts? I mean, what are they? What's the conversation like? You don't have to name names. Right?
Yeah, it's not something that, you know, we would necessarily talk about. But for me, this is the worst weekend of the NFL. It's hard seeing guys go home, good players, you know, go home and their dreams be stripped away from them. It's a tough situation, and it's hard to, you know, witness and be a part of. And you know, just pray for those guys whenever it happens. And you know, maybe some of them will get other opportunities.
It seemed at the end of practice there was a pretty good cheer. I mean, was it just because training camp really is over, or what was?
I think we're just getting closer. You're seeing a group of guys, the bonding more than we have since I've been here, and having a good time together. And it was a long practice and hard, but, you know, when you're putting that work in and you're grinding and pushing each other, I think we're starting to gel as a team more and more.